Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are talking about five must-have processes you need to have in your business in order to scale. So there are five different types of processes we're going to talk through today, all right? So a business is only as strong as its systems and processes. And when I say systems and processes, I mean what happens when somebody comes to you and they're not happy with your product, okay? They're asking for a refund. Do you have a system in place? Or do you decide in the moment, right? Do they go to somebody on your team? Do you have to get involved? Or can your team member handle it? If they go to somebody or they go to you or somebody else, is the answer different or is it consistent, okay? That is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about systems and processes, okay? So the answers to those questions will tell you, is your business a well-oiled machine or not? Okay. So first I want to give some common myths that I see about systems, and then I'm going to dive into the five different types of systems you're going to have to put into place in your business in order to scale. Because let's be honest, you can still make money in a business without having certain systems in place, but you will find yourself capping at a certain revenue mark, right? Maybe you've been making about $250,000 a year for many, many years, and you just can't seem to like break through that plateau, right? Maybe you've been at 500,000 or a million, and you just can't seem to get to that next level. You are probably missing one of these systems, or you probably don't have a system in place that's truly allowing you to become that well-oiled machine so you can scale, all right? So three different myths that I hear. First one is, I'm newer to my business, right? My business is newer, so I don't need systems quite yet, all right? Now, here's the thing. In the beginning stages of your business, it's a rat race. You're doing everything, right? And you know you need to start removing things off of your plate. Well, if that's the case and you want to get out of being a solopreneur, you're going to need to hire somebody. And if you hire somebody with zero systems in place, what's going to happen is you will become the bottleneck, right? So many times I'll have clients who will say, well, I hired somebody, but she wasn't great, or I had to let them go because of, and it always seems to be like their fault, right? When really it's the owner, the CEO, that has become the bottleneck and they don't have time to train. They don't have time to hire. So if you've been creating a few systems here and there, and you start to hire somebody, it will be a lot easier and a lot less things that you have to worry about in real time. Okay. Number two, we are so busy, we don't have time to put systems in place, right? They're actually assuming that, no, we're doing really well and things are going well. So we don't need to put systems in place because of that. Here's the thing. The busier you are, the more clients you have, the more you will need to put systems in place, right? The more, if you don't, we're scaling so quickly in Foot Traffic Formula. I just keep saying to my team, if we do not have these systems in place, we are going to cap out soon. We are not going to be able to take us to that next level, right? So don't confuse the fact that you're doing really well and you feel like you're really successful with the lack of needing systems, okay? All right, then number three, we've been doing just fine without them, okay? I will have very successful small business owners come to me. They might be making already $500,000, $1 million a year. So they feel like, well, it's been working pretty well without it. Why would I need it? And that's when you have to be very, very careful that you're not going to plateau or that you're not going to hit that ceiling, okay? So if you're already making quite a bit of money, then you're probably somebody motivated by that growth, by that challenge. And if you, are hitting a certain number, you probably want to hit double and triple and continue to go, right? So know that if that's your personality and you are just going, you want to make sure that you're slowing down a little bit so you can speed up and you don't stop your growth, okay? Now, a process is a systematic series of actions, right? That basically is leading towards a specific end result you are shooting for, right? So posting on social media, onboarding a customer, right? They have an end goal or an end result. Does that make sense? So right now, as I'm recording this, my Performing Arts Academy is open, okay? Somebody is sitting there answering the phones. They are maybe taking people at the front desk. If somebody walks in the door, they are answering emails. There are absolutely questions that pop up, problems that arise, right? So let's just say right now, while I'm sitting here in my own home office, someone is trying to register at my studio, okay? Some of you feel like, you should be there. Stacey, what are you doing? People are signing up. Why aren't you there, right? But I trust the process we've set up. I trust that we have systems in place that we can register somebody in the same way that I would have registered somebody, right? And not have to feel nervous or scared or worrying like, do they do this? Or did they remember to give them the welcome, you know, bag? Did they remember to put this paper in that one spot so the next person would see it and check? I don't have to worry about that, right? Now, I want you to understand that systems and processes are going to give you that comfort that you can be having dinner with your family. You can be off on a Saturday, take a real vacation, go on maternity leave, and not have to feel like you need to be constantly like checking your phone, like, hey, don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that, right? So the best part is that my studios can run without me, right? That I can be with the kids after school, that I can pick them up, that I can have dinner at home with them, all of that, okay? Now, please understand that that would not be possible without systems and processes, okay? Now, recently in foot traffic, in my online business, a week or two ago, we had somebody on the team who all of a sudden, out of nowhere, was rushed for like an emergency appendicitis, right? She had her appendix actually burst. That's not something we planned for. That's not something she planned for, right? So zero warning. It wasn't like she got a cold and she could quickly say, hey guys, could you help me do X, Y, Z? It was like, nope, she's not working today. She's out, right? And was out for about a week and a half, okay? So what I want you to understand is if you don't have systems and processes in place, that could be you or that could be somebody that now you have to just pick up the slack and do their work. This is why it's so incredibly important to do that. Now, the five that I want you to make sure you have, we're going to talk about them and we're going to talk about which one is most important as well, okay? Now, for us, we house all of our project management, all of our processes in our project management software. So when I say systems and processes, they are written down. Somebody could look them up. If you said, Stacey, could I see this one right now? I would share my screen and say, yep, let's dive in here, okay? They're not in your head. That's the big part, okay? So we specifically use monday.com. We love it. It is by far the best project management software that we have used, and we've used a ton of different ones over the last decade. So what I'm going to say about this is the first one that I want you to have is a marketing and sales process, okay? So here's the reason I started with this one. I definitely believe it is your number one most important process in your business because you need, as a business owner, to have new people coming in time and time again. Like you can't just say, and I've seen this, people be like, no, we're good. We get enough referrals. We get enough word of mouth. We're okay, right? I don't believe your business is strong enough if you do not have a marketing and sales system in place. Predictable revenue, predictable leads, right? Knowing where you're heading and being able to say, well, we typically on average bring in this many emails, this many people convert to sales, this many people come in and spend this much average cart price point, et cetera. If you don't know those numbers, you are in danger, right? Like that is a big, big thing to be thinking about. So again, the first thing you're going to be doing is setting up a marketing and marketing and sales system. Okay. So business should always be looking for more leads, always be looking for more sales. Now what I want you to understand, that's basically what the foot traffic formula is. It's a four-part system that helps us first drive traffic, Then we capture their contact information. We immediately offer them a solution to their problem. Yes, that's right. Immediately. We don't just wait a few days or weeks or months before we sell something, but we offer a sale right away inside of our funnel. Okay. So that's how you can start to make money every single day and have more security in your business. People that have an automated marketing process, I can guarantee you they're feeling a lot more secure while COVID is happening, right? While we're in this middle of this pandemic, than somebody who didn't have a system in place. Okay. So that's what I want you to understand. So that's how we're doing that. And our secret sauce, as we like to call it, is how we track, right? We track those important metrics to increase our traffic, increase our conversions. Now, what I want you to understand is that is a massive, it sounds so simple, like, oh, put a sales and marketing system into place, but it is a massive process, right? It is a daily process, a weekly process, monthly, quarterly, et cetera. These are all to-dos assigned to specific positions, okay? So it is truly the fuel that continuously gets added to the fire. Now, if you've ever wondered, like, how has foot traffic grown as fast as it has? It's because we practice what we preach and we are truly pouring into our sales and marketing. It is our main focus, our absolute main focus. So again, if you're watching, like, how is this person doing this? Or how is that person, that business blowing up so quickly? Start to look in and just ask yourself, what are they doing marketing-wise? What are they doing with sales? And you're going to start to notice they have a process and system in place, okay? Cool. All right, guys, let me know who's joining. Let me know who's on. Excited to have you guys here today live. Happy Friday. System number two, a customer relationship management. So that is called a CRM. So you've probably heard CRM a ton and you're like, what does CRM stand for? Right? Customer relationship manager. All right. So with that, what I want you to know is although we typically offer something to buy very early on in that process, that sales process, not everyone will buy right away, right? Like, that's a fact. Not 100% of your people are going to convert, okay? That's why they call it a funnel. It starts big at the top and it slowly, sometimes very quickly, goes down to the small part, right? So not everyone buys right away. It doesn't mean it's not a no. It might just mean it's not a not right now. So if they don't buy, we're constantly following back up and we have a system of what that looks like. So what I want you to understand is we are storing our information about our hot leads, our warm leads, cold leads, et cetera. Our hottest customers, we want to know who they are, right? And what we're working on. So here's what I want you to understand. Inside of our Monday.com boards, we have a sales board and we have a members board, like a customer board, okay? So we have information on all of our current clients, right? Our past clients. We have notes about their business, notes about them personally. Are they married? Do they have kids? How many years have they been in business? Their goals, everything you could possibly think of. We are keeping tabs on, like, when is the last time we've talked to them? What was the last thing we worked with them on? So when we touch base, we have that information. Customer relationship, right? That's what we're talking about. Do you have a file like that? Or are you just writing notes down on your scrap piece of paper? The call is done. You jump off the phone call and you rip it out and you throw it away. We don't want to lose that information. So my question for you is, do you have some sort of system where you're keeping that information handy so that you have that file on your current clients? Okay. Even in my studio, we have a certain software we use. It's Dance Studio specifically related. And in there, every single family has notes. We have notes on if we talk to them on the phone, if we call them for some reason, if they missed a class, everything, okay? Do not lose the opportunity to document that, all right? Now, same goes for potential clients, all right? So if you are one of our clients right now, at some point, you were probably labeled with a color. We color coded you. We called you a hot lead. You had some color coding that meant, like, maybe you, like, took a free workshop with us or fill in the blank, okay? And we literally were nurturing that relationship, getting you from cold to warm to hot to buyer, right? Now, one of my biggest pet peeves, and you may have heard me complain about this before, it's when businesses wine and dine you in the potential customer phase, and then they get you, they, like, hook you, you've purchased their program, and then they go radio silent, okay? No. I, like, that is my biggest pet peeve. Not at foot traffic, not in my studios, okay? So what we do is that customer relationship system, we've got you sitting here. We move you over to the, like now the current client, right? And we continue that relationship where we're checking in, tracking information. When did we talk to them last? What have we done? Maybe it's a, somebody just said, I'm a hot lead. So thankful for our community. I love it. Okay. So what I like about this is, as we're like moving you over, right? We're moving people through that path. We can also then say, okay, well, now they're here. How do we need to follow up? Like maybe it's a week in to them joining our studio or joining Foot Traffic Formula. Check in. How are things going? How are you liking your coach, your teacher? Fill us in, right? There is still a process as we move along, okay? Now, I will tell you, we were definitely not that good at this a couple years ago. Or we're not as good right now as we will be a few years from now, right? So if you're like, oh my goodness, she's only on system number two, I have neither. Please know that systems are a work in progress, okay? So I want you to understand that. And I'll tell you in a minute at the end what I want you to do to get like the first system in place. So I'm gonna hold your hand through this, okay? Now, number three, the client experience. Okay, this is a big one. So have you ever bought something and so did your friend, okay? But you had a completely different experience than him or her, okay? Now, if your experience was better than him or her and you've talked about it, you might feel a little guilty, you feel awkward, like it's leaving a weird taste in your mouth, right? And if your experience was worse than him or her, you're mad. You're like, what? I paid that much and I didn't get that, right? So you've got to make sure that you are giving the same customer experience, okay? So here's the thing. Referrals, they should be a big part of your business. And I hope so, right? Because if you're doing a good job, your clients will want to shout you out. You will get referrals naturally just by doing a good job without even trying, right? So think about it. If that's the case, most of us right here, right now, listening or watching, we probably have clients who have their friends that have joined our product, program, or service, right? So if we all, most of us, I am sure, hopefully, right? Because if you're doing a good job, you have referrals. If we all have friends in the program, like little pairs, now you have to ask yourself, well, do friends talk? Yeah. Do they share everything? Yeah. Good or bad? Of course they do, right? So do you think they're possibly talking about you? Yeah, it's absolutely possible. So whether it's the friend that had the good experience bragging like, oh my goodness, like, did you see like the cool welcome basket? Like, did you get yours yet? And you're like, no, I didn't get a welcome basket, right? Or the other person complaining about their negative experience, it's going to be passed around. So you want to make sure you are consistent, okay? Now, I want to make sure that when you're onboarding, there's a process. And even when you're offboarding, there's a process. Okay. Does that make sense? Give me a thumbs up. Give me a like. I want to make sure you're getting this. Okay. Now, system number four that you're going to need. And honestly, I'm sharing these in an order of the way that naturally makes the most sense. You need to get new people, right? So you need marketing, you need sales. Well, then the next one that we talked about, right, is the customer relationship. If you're starting to get those sales and get customers in, you're going to want to build that relationship with them, right? But then once you have them here, you need the client experience. You want retention, okay? So number four is operations, all right? So operations just sounds so boring, right? Doesn't it? Like, I get it. It sounds boring, but what I need you to understand, it's where you need to make sure your business is operating smoothly. Without operations, right, you're going to have problems. So this is where it's time to pick your project management software. Like, where are you going to put all of these systems, right? Where are you, like, that's what operations is. It's really getting the operations under control. So you need to pick a good project management software, okay? My favorite by far is monday.com. You can go check them out. I believe they have like a 14-day free trial. So go check them, see if you like them, okay? Number two, you need to check out what is your email system going to be, right? Are you going to be using Google Suites, right? Google Apps, things like that. So what are you going to be using for your email? That might be for your team. What are you going to use to blast out mass emails, right? Programs like ConvertKit, things like that, right? So think about it, okay? Will you use Google Drive? Will you use Dropbox, right? You need systems for all of these. Do you have like a mess on your team going on right now? Sometimes when I'm working with clients, they'll share their screen. It's pretty common. They'll show me, okay, here's what I'm doing. And oh, let me go find this for you. And they're opening up all these different folders. And then the folders, it's like everything's just brain dumped and there is no organization, right? So really ask yourself, like, do you have that organization, all that stuff organized and nicely put where anybody could find it, right? Anybody on your team could easily figure out where the social media graphics are going or where your customer folders are happening, things like that, okay? So after you've done all of that, right, and you put every single system and process documented in that project management board, right? So even if you are a solopreneur, you need to have one of these, right? This is where people always think, well, I don't have a team yet, or I'm not really big enough yet, or I'm not making enough money yet to be documenting, or no. This is how you'll start to be able to replicate what it is you're doing. Even if you are a solo entrepreneur, you should be having a project management tool, okay? Now, fifth one, finances, okay? Fifth one. All right, so even if you are in the red, you're breaking even, you're just not happy, you're making so much money yet you aren't paying yourself, right? Or you're making so much money yet it's embarrassing how low your salary is, okay? I've been there. I've been in every one of those positions, okay? So trust me when I say I understand, but let me help you get into the positive, okay? So here's what I suggest. This was a game changer for me when I switched this, okay? A daily sales check-in, okay? So every day, I am logging into my ClickFunnels account and I look at my dashboard and I see how much money did I bring in yesterday from our sales funnels, okay? So just yesterday. And yes, remember, the goal with Foot Traffic Formula is you are selling every single day. So hopefully you're not saying, oh, I didn't sell anything yesterday, right? No, you're like, no, I sold this much, right? This came in. Sometimes I'm blown away by the number and it like, oh my goodness, like, wow, this is amazing. It's working. And it motivates me that day to do more. Sometimes I go, oh, what happened? Like, did we turn off our Facebook ads? Like, what is going on? Why did yesterday not look the way that it was, right? And I put more of my energy and attention towards what needs to be fixed, right? Either way, do you see how the end result is I make more money because I'm either like, oh, wow, this is working. Let's do more. Or I'm like, whoa, what didn't work here? How do I fix this, right? How do we fix it to make sure we're making more? So no matter what, having a daily check-in, holding yourself accountable and responsible for bringing in money every single day, that is a major, major game changer, okay? How many of you are currently doing a Finance Friday where you're checking your numbers every single Friday? Not Finance Friday. I'm not there yet. How many of you are doing a daily sales check-in? Okay. Now, I once heard somebody say, oh, I do Finance Friday every Friday, which I do a version of Finance Friday, but I still have daily check-ins. I think a lot can happen in a week. You can find out that, whoa, 4 days or 5 days have gone by and we've not had great results. And it can be a little bit harder to change that. Okay. The daily check-ins are key. But then on Fridays, I do a little bit more than normal, okay? I look at all of my bank accounts, my CPA transfers we do Profit First. How many of you love Profit First? I hope you love it as much as me. As we do Profit First, he's transferring the money into all of the Profit First accounts. All of this is a process, right? It is a system. So what's your system? What's your finance system? Is it, oh shoot, I think I had a credit card bill due yesterday, right? And then you're like, I gotta hurry and log on to my account right now, right? I hope that's not your system, okay? I hope it's not. Now, before we wrap up, you guys, let's talk about how to get started putting these systems into place, because I know right now you might be very overwhelmed. You might be thinking, I don't have any of these, or I have some, they're not that great, right? I want to make sure, all right? So here's what I would say. First of all, we talked about which ones are most important and where you should probably start, okay? So marketing and sales, get that dialed in. If you do not have an automated revenue machine happening for you, it's time to make that change, okay? So that's number one. Number two is you're going to do one at a time, right? You are going to make one system at a time. So today I jumped on live. I'd ask myself, do I have a process for going live? Do I have like things where, okay, change the headline. What platforms am I going on? Am I recording it? Am I uploading it to the podcast? All of the things, right? What is the system? And every time you do something, you might go, shoot, I don't have a system for this. That's okay. document it as you do it. A lot of people just try to start from scratch and put all the systems into place, which feels very overwhelming. But if you can just do it as you go, it'll be so much easier. Another thing I want you to know is you don't have to do all of them. If you have a team, right? If you have people helping you, I want to make sure that as you are doing this, your team is helping you put systems into place. So right now, as we speak, my team is absolutely working on systems. They are absolutely working on putting things more into place. When Trisha was out last week because of her emergency surgery, we definitely found a few red flags of, oh, shoot, right? this isn't good. We didn't have this done or we didn't have that done. So we found some gaps and some holes that we need to fix, okay? Another tip that I want to give you about creating these systems is write your systems for the position, not the person. Meaning, Claire is a person that works on my team. She holds a few positions. And over the last few years that she's worked for me, her positions have changed. So if I just had this like, I don't even know, right? Everything but the kitchen sink for Claire, it's going to be really hard to like replace Claire or have somebody take over her job, right? Because she has a million different things, right? So what I want you to understand here is that you want to make sure you have positions, tasks situated with positions, systems set up for a position, a social media manager, front desk receptionist, right? Not like Trisha, Claire, Cara, okay? Because then it's really easy to, I mean, people on our team, we have found like the most amazing right people on our team, but sometimes they're in the wrong seat in the bus, right? It's like, yes, we love you. Yes, you're here. You're going to be with us. We're staying. But you're better over here. Like, let's move you around. And when we move people around, the systems aren't getting all messed up, okay? So that's what I want you to be very, very clear on, all right? Now, remember when I had mentioned like these are step-by-step processes. Now, we announced it this week. We just created a brand new social media strategy where we repurpose all of our content into a million little different pieces of micro content, okay? So it's actually inside of our monday.com board. If any of you want to actually check it out and see it, we've called it the Content Machine. We basically share three different Monday boards: strategy A for if you're a solopreneur, strategy B if you have a virtual assistant or two, strategy C is actually where we are today with quite a few people on our team. I think there's actually seven different people with their hands in the social media bucket. You can see all of those on our monday.com boards. It's only $27. Go check it out. You don't have to own monday.com to be able to view it. However, when you see how amazing it is, you may want to check it out. And then we have a bunch of different bonuses we threw in there. So 30 compelling headline strategies, the one-day batch, how to create 30 days of content in one day, our organic traffic speed up system. So instead of always spending money on paid traffic, what can you do for free to speed that up? We threw in custom photos and graphic templates, going live framework and checklist. So again, our process for going live, and how to find a graphic designer and video editor without breaking the bank. All of this, you guys, we threw in. It's a $27 product. Go check it out. StacyTushel.com/machine. All of the details are there. Now, I hope you guys have been enjoying these. I've been getting so much feedback on systems and processes and team building. So we're going to keep bringing these to you probably once a month or so. So when you have more questions on how we're using Monday, what kind of boards we have, positions on our team, systems, processes, anything like that, make sure to leave a comment. Let us know, DM us, leave us a review on the podcast so we can continue to bring you more and more content like this. Because here's the deal. You got into business for a reason, and it probably wasn't to work 24/7, right? It probably was to enjoy what you're doing, continue the passion that you have, right? But not be sucked into it 24/7 where you're missing really important moments in your family's life, right? In your life, et cetera. So if you are looking to systematize, if you are looking to get some time freedom back, you really have to put your energy and attention towards creating systems, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your weekend. I cannot wait to hear from you guys soon. Fill me in with what you thought of today's episode. More to come, okay? Bye, everyone. And then, yeah, you can go to stacytushel.com/machine. That's the link, and I'll put it in this post when we're done as well. Bye, guys. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.